This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Richard Green. In London, thousands of mourners continue to stand in long lines outside Westminster Hall to view the coffin of Queen Elizabeth II. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the latest from the British capital.
Former British Prime Minister Theresa May was among the thousands of mourners paying their respects to the Queen, whose coffin's lying in state in London. The casket of Britain's longest-serving monarch will remain at the 900-year-old Westminster Hall until her funeral on Monday. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to file past. The coffin's draped in the royal standard and topped with the imperial state crown, encrusted with almost 3,000 diamonds, and a bouquet of flowers and plants, including pine, from the Balmoral estate, where Elizabeth died on September 8 at the age of 96. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The Queen inherited millions of subjects around the world when she inherited the throne in 1952, many of them unwilling. Her death is stirring complicated feelings in the British Empire's former colonies like Kenya. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In the foothills of Mount Kenya, Matthew Wai Regi says he cannot mourn Queen Elizabeth.
Those people, they took our land.
90-year-old took part in the Mau Mau Rebellion of the 1950s.
I was imprisoned for 3 years.
And he says conditions were harsh.
I stayed naked for about the month of June, July, when Kenya is very cold.
Kenya ultimately declared its independence from Britain in 1963. Many credit Queen Elizabeth for embracing the wave of independence in Africa, but it wasn't until 2013 that the British government apologized, paying millions in an out-of-court settlement to those who were tortured.
This is VOA News. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said Thursday that Beijing had lodged solemn representations with the United States after a major congressional committee approved a bill that would enhance U.S. military support for Taiwan. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee backed the Taiwan Policy Act of 2022 by a vote of 17-5. The bill includes provisions for billions of dollars in additional security assistance for Taiwan as China increases military pressure on the self-ruled island. The strong bipartisan vote was a clear indication of support for changes in U.S. policy toward Taiwan, such as treating it as a major non-NATO ally. China considers Taiwan a breakaway province and has vowed to annex the island by any means necessary, including military force. A foreign ministry spokesperson told reporters in Beijing that the bill would affect bilateral relations if it continues to move forward in Congress. The White House says it has reached a tentative agreement between rail companies and workers that will avoid disruption of the U.S. economy by keeping the nation's critical rail system working. In a statement issued Thursday morning, U.S. President Joe Biden calls the agreement a win for tens of thousands of rail workers who will get better pay, improved working conditions, and peace of mind around their health care costs. Biden also called it a victory for railway companies who will be able to retain and recruit more workers for an industry that will continue to be part of the backbone of the American economy for decades to come. Details of the tentative agreement have not been revealed. CNN reported Wednesday that Mark Meadows, who served as White House Chief of Staff under former U.S. President Donald Trump, has complied with a subpoena from the Justice Department's investigation into the events surrounding the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. That makes him the highest-ranking Trump official known to have responded to a subpoena in the federal investigation. The attack on the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters led to several deaths, including injured police officers, and delayed certification of President Biden's victory over Trump in the November 2020 presidential election. Repeating our top story, in London, thousands of mourners continue to stand in long lines outside Parliament's Westminster Hall to view the coffin of Queen Elizabeth II. The queue to see the Queen lying in state stretched just over 4 kilometers Thursday morning along the south bank of the River Thames and then over a bridge to Parliament. The coffin of Britain's longest-serving monarch left Buckingham Palace for the last time Wednesday, carried on a horse-drawn carriage and saluted by cannons and the tolling of the iconic Big Ben clock. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. Reporting.